Hey, welcome to Church Online. I'm so glad that you joined us today. And you know, if you're new here, I want to encourage you to text the number on the screen. Let us know that you're here. We'd love to connect with you. And man, I can't wait to see what God is going to do today through the message, how he's going to speak to you. So let's dive in.
Welcome to Grace Server Online at Home. My name is Jacob. I get to serve as the student pastor here at Grace River and get to be with our middle school and our high school students. It's one of the biggest joys that I get to be a part of here at Grace River. But today I get the privilege of sharing with you in week three of our series called Unstuck. I believe that God wants to meet you right where you're at. I don't know what it is that you come in with today, but again, I'm believing that God has something special in store for you as we kind of unpack how you can get unstuck from guilt and shame. Have you ever been the person that is notorious for overpacking? You know, the person that brings 10 extra pairs of socks because you never know what might happen. You pack 15 pairs of clothes for a 3-day trip. You know, the person that brings the what if items, like you bring a waffle iron for only the Lord knows why. There's no reason why you would need it, but it's really just a just in case type of an item that you bring with you. We all do it, right? I do it. I'm notorious for overpacking because you just never know what's going to happen. You might end up having to stay an extra couple days, or maybe you want to change your outfits, but then you're lugging all of your trash through the airport, or you have multiple suitcases, and then you're left wondering, well, why in the world did I bring all of this stuff? You get to your Airbnb and you're like, oh my gosh, if I would have just underpacked just a little bit, I would have been so much happier. I wouldn't have to carry all of this weight around. But listen to me, that is exactly how we live our lives so oftentimes. We go through the motions of life and we're carrying around the weight of baggage in our life. We're carrying around the weight of shame. We're carrying around the weight of guilt. Today, I want to talk to you how you can find freedom from those things. How can you find freedom in this life from guilt and shame? And again, I believe that God wants to meet you in the middle. And I'm so excited about today's talk. What we're going to do is we're going to go through three ways that you can become unstuck from guilt and shame. The first way is to recognize the weight of it. In order to find freedom in it, we have to recognize the very thing that we're carrying. We have to look it in the eyes and say, I'm not going to carry this anymore. We have to recognize and acknowledge the reality of our guilt and shame. I love the way that David writes it, the author of Psalms, in his book, Psalms chapter 32, verses 3 through 5, he says this: when I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you, and I stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All of my guilt is gone. David experienced the heavy toll of unconfessed sin that led to guilt in his life. He said at the very beginning of this passage, "When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away and I groaned all day long." Maybe you feel that in your bones. You feel the weight of your guilt and shame today for whatever it is that you've done. Maybe it was something that you done many, many years ago, or maybe it's something that you're currently going through that is weighing you down in guilt and shame. It's not only hurting your relationship with God, but it's hurting your mental health, your emotional health, and for some of you, it could even lead to damage in your physical health. Imagine you're carrying around a backpack full of rocks, and every single time that we sin, it's like you add another rock. It's every time that you make a mistake that leads to guilt and shame, you add another rock. Eventually, over time, that bag will become so unbearably heavy. For some of you, that weight that you're carrying around comes in the form of marital issues. It's convincing you that you are better off alone. Or mental health struggles, where the world is whispering in your ear that the world is better off without you. Maybe for you, it's financial failure telling you that you will never succeed. Or maybe it's past mistakes making you believe, "I am my past." I would just ask you to self-diagnose. Look internally today and ask yourself, what weight are you carrying around? What weight is weighing you down today? Don't ignore it. Acknowledge that it's real, but also recognize that Jesus removes the weight, which leads me to my second point. Understand that Jesus removes the weight in your life. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he says, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins so that we could be made right with God through Christ." Well, what does that mean, right? What does it mean to be made right with God through Christ? What does it mean that God made Christ who never sinned, and like this idea of an offering for our sin? I'll give you an illustration, a picture, if you will, to kind of help you understand this passage just a little bit more to my point that Jesus removes the weight in your life. Picture this. You have gone somewhere and you've picked something up of such high value that you know that you can't pay. And you accidentally drop it. It shatters all over the ground. And you're left wondering, "Oh my gosh, what am I to do with this? I can't afford to pay for it. There's no way that I'll be able to repay this debt." And then somebody comes in and says, "Hey, don't worry about it. I'll cover the cost of that." That's exactly what Jesus has done for us. Our sin, our wrongdoings, reasoning for us falling short of God's glorious standard. Our sin has created this debt that we could not repay on our own. But Jesus, in his love, he stepped into our mess. He came down from heaven to earth in human form. He lived a perfect and sinless life, and he died a death on a cross for you. He gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins. We couldn't repay the wrong. We couldn't repay the separation between us and God. And so we needed Jesus to take our place. And that's exactly what he did. It's through Jesus that you and I are forgiven. But it's so much more than that. Jesus did not just come and die in your place to forgive you of your sins, but what he did on that cross was he removed the weight of the sin and the shame and the guilt that you're carrying today. He declares that you are not defined by your worst moment. Some of you today, you find yourself living in the identity, "It's just who I am," based off of the wrong that you've committed. Maybe something that you've done in the past, or maybe again, something that you've currently been going through, you seem to define your life by that. That this is just the way that it is. This is just the way that the cookie has crumbled, and you begin to define yourself through that lens. But Jesus, he came to say, you know what? You are not defined by your worst moment. Maybe you're watching or you're listening to this today, and you would say that the rocks that you have been carrying have defined you. Your marital issues, your financial issues, your mental health struggles have been the things that have defined you in this current season of your life. And it's led you down this path of believing the lies of the enemy in your ear, the lies of the enemy on your heart to say that you are too far gone for God to love you, that you are too far gone for God to forgive you, that you are too far gone for God to remove that weight from your life so that you could walk in freedom. My friend, the beauty of the cross is that Jesus came to forgive you of that weight, to take that weight off of you, if you will. He comes to say, you don't have to deal with this anymore. And in the middle of your guilt and in the middle of your shame, it can be easy to think that Jesus has died in the place of everyone else, but there's no way that he could forgive you, that he could remove your weight, because your weight is just a little too heavy for God. My friend, the beauty in the cross is that he came for you. No matter the weight of whatever it is that you're carrying today, he came for you. He came to remove that weight that is just bogging you down so that you could walk in freedom. So we have to first recognize the weight of our guilt and shame, and then we have to understand that Jesus removes that weight because of what he's done for us on the cross. And then when we do those two things, then we can live in the freedom that we have in Christ. Again, it's through what Jesus has done for us on the cross that we can have freedom from those things, that we can have freedom from our guilt, that we can have freedom from our shame. Jesus, he came and he emptied that bag for you. Galatians 5:1 says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Understand, freedom is available to you today. And many times we'll live in freedom for a little bit, but we won't stay in the freedom that Jesus has extended our way. It's going to require intentionality if you want to stay in the freedom that he has for you. And so I want to go through some practical ways that you can live in that freedom today. Number one, renew your mind. What do I mean by that? What does it mean to renew your mind? It means to change your thought process to align with God's word. I'll say that again. What does it mean to renew your mind? It means to change your thought process to align with God's word. It means to replace the lies of the enemy that you've been believing, that you've been living with, and replace those with the truth of God's word. And so you're wondering, well, what does God say about you? In Scripture, God calls you a child of God. He calls you brand new. He says that you're free, that you're never alone, that you're valuable, that you're chosen, that you're loved, that you're capable, that you're forgiven, that you are a friend of God, that you are God's masterpiece. Maybe you've come into 2025 believing the lies of the enemy, believing that you aren't worthy enough, that you are unable to be loved by the creator of the universe, that your sin is too much for God. Can I just encourage you with this? That you are all of these things. And this, my friends, is a short list of what Scripture has to say about you. Maybe 2025 is a year where you're going to commit to renewing your mind, where you're going to where you're going to replace the lies of the enemy with these things that I've listed, that you're a child of God, that you're brand new, that you're free, never alone, valuable, chosen, loved, capable, forgiven, a friend of God, that you are God's masterpiece. 2025 can be your year where you renew your mind. The second thing that we can do is that we can surround ourselves with community. Whenever you are consumed with guilt and shame, one of the worst things that you can do is go through that alone. And I know that's really scary to hear, because the last thing that you want to do is to talk about your guilt and your shame with somebody, right? Like, that's embarrassing. You don't want people to know the crud that's in your life, right? Like, you might as well just say, I got it. I can figure it out on my own. But listen to me, guys. Shame and guilt is eliminated whenever it's brought into the light. It loses its power whenever it's brought into the light. There is so much freedom that you experience when you confess your sins, when you come together with a group of people that you love and a group of people that you trust to say, hey, I'm struggling. I need a friend. I need some help. If that's you today, man, I would encourage you to join a small group. We have small groups kicking off here at Grace River in February. And maybe you've never been to Grace River. I would encourage you to first come and join us. We have services every single Sunday at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 o'clock. Come and join us and meet some people. We have friendly faces that care about you, that want to get to know your story. When you get here, man, make sure that you sign up for a small group. We have a small group for everybody. Find one that works best for you. Get plugged in and watch the shame and the guilt just flee off of you. It will literally just flow off of your shoulders, because we were built for community. But also, I recognize that some of you that are listening or watching this today, you've got some really serious, heavy guilt and shame. Like, there's no way you're ever gonna talk about these things in front of a small group. There's no way. I would encourage you, if that's you and you need somebody to talk to, email me at jacob@graceriver. I will find a counselor for you. I think that in this culture, we've put this negative tag on counseling, but I believe that counseling might be the best thing for you. A counselor that will come in from a biblical perspective to help you, that will listen to you, that will care about you, that will love you and point you in the right direction. If that's you, please do not be ashamed. Email me at jacob@graceriver, and I personally will find you a counselor that will help you through this season of your life, through this season of guilt and shame that is so heavy. No matter where you are, though, today, don't go through it alone. It's not worth it. It's not going to help you. You don't have enough willpower to get through this alone. You were created for community, which leads me to my second point, to surround yourself with community. And then number three, to live with purpose. Matthew 22, this is our purpose, found in Matthew 22. Our purpose is to love God with all of our hearts, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And then we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. When we are consumed by the things of God, it changes everything. When you are loving God with all of you, you then become consumed by the things of God. Not to say that you won't go through hard times, but when you're consumed by the things of God, you actually start to kick Satan out of your life. You begin to kick Satan out of your ears and out of your heart and out of your mind to say, you know what, I'm not going to believe the lies of the enemy today. I'm going to make room for Jesus in 2025. I'm not going to allow Satan to continue on in this path of destruction that he's created for me. It's not been of any help. And 2025 is my year. Maybe today you would say, then I'm going to live with purpose. I'm going to be consumed by the things of God. In 2025, we want to speak the name of Jesus over our lives, because it's in Jesus that we find freedom. So again, I pray, as we close out today, I pray that 2025 is your year, that it's your year of freedom from guilt and shame. Understand, though, that it's a daily decision. It's a daily commitment, a daily grind. Be committed to it and understand that God is with you every single step of the way. Can I pray for you? Father, thank you for the freedom that we have through Jesus. Thank you that we don't have to carry the weight of guilt and shame any longer. Today, we lay our burdens at your feet. We trust in your forgiveness, and we embrace the truth that we are redeemed, that we are loved, that we are set free. Give us the courage to walk in freedom every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hey, thank you again so much for being here today. As I said before, I want to invite you to one of our 3 in-person services at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock. I hope to see you soon. Have an amazing rest of your week.
Hey, well, I hope you were encouraged by what you heard today and that you'll take a next step in your relationship with God. You know, here at Grace River, we believe it's important to give back to the God who's given us everything. And if you want to give to the ministry here, you can do that by texting Grace River to the number that you see on the screen. Lastly, I want to encourage you to stop by Grace River in person sometime. We meet every single Sunday, 8:30, 9:45, and 11 a.m. Well, hey, I hope you have a great week. Hope to see you soon.